Well, Jane's in the doghouse with everybody. When Mr. Neff tried to bribe her niece with a $5,000 check, Betty turned it down, and the old man was about to relent and let his nephew marry Betty. But Jane accepted the check, thinking it was a present for the bride. Mr. Ace, Marge, and Betty are not speaking to Jane, as our scene picks them up in the Ace's bungalow just after dinner. Jane paces to and fro. Listen.
And it isn't bad enough that I feel so terrible about this, but you three have to make it worse by stopping talking to me. What am I around this house? You treat me like a stepladder, everybody walking under me. My goodness, didn't anybody ever make a mistake before? Could I happen if I didn't hear Betty say Mr. Neff wanted to give her a $5,000 bride? Is it my fault if I thought she said $5,000 for a bride? It was just a slip of the ear. Anybody's liable to make a slip. Why do they have razors? My goodness. Doesn't bride sound like bride? Now, what should I say first? Doesn't bride sound like bride? You see, I can't even say it, much less understand it. I suppose you three are just perfect. You never make a mistake. Oh, no. Don't make me laugh. You never made a mistake, did you, Marge? Did you, Marge? Well, how about you, Betty? Well, how about you? There's no use asking him. Look at the three of you. If you don't make a fine pair. Now, I'm still about as much of this as I can. If you think I'm going on talking to myself while you sit there being unspeakable, you're sad and mistaken. I'll give you one more chance. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to my room. But I'll come back in 5 minutes. And if you three don't say hello to me when I come in, well, you'll see. Now, remember what I told you, because this is getting my goat. Now, you better say it when I come back. Remember those two words. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can't go on.
I can't stand much more of that constant chattering of hers either.
No, I can't go on with this not speaking to her.
Yes, we're playing this the wrong way. We should have made the rule that she shouldn't talk to us. I think that would have been it.
Oh, no, she feels terrible about what she's done.
Well, who doesn't? We all do.
Well, why doesn't Carl come? He said he'd be over right after dinner.
Well, Betty, get in time. It's only
half. Sure, his uncle must have told him by now that Aunt Jane got the check.
Well, he'll be here.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Maybe what's it?
Maybe his uncle convinced him that I took the bride.
What?
Oh, I never thought of that.
No. Well, not Carl. He wouldn't believe a thing like that.
Well, why isn't he here?
Oh, now, there you see. There he is now. I'll go, Betty.
There now. I'm ashamed of you for thinking things like that about Carl.
Oh, I hope it is Carl. I want to tell him just what happened.
Well, hello, Carl.
Where's Betty?
She's here. Come in. What's all the excitement about? I want to talk to
her. Here I am, Carl.
Betty, honey, what happened? What's my uncle been trying to tell me?
Oh, Carl, I'm so miserable.
What's all this talk about a check? He swears up and down that you took money from him to go away.
You know I didn't, Carl.
Oh, I couldn't believe you did, but well, you wouldn't just make up a thing like that, would he?
Of course he wouldn't. The check was taken from your uncle, but it was a mistake.
Mistake? What do you mean?
It was my aunt, Carl.
Your aunt?
Jane didn't understand what your uncle meant.
Let me tell. Oh,
I wish somebody would. I've been shouting to my uncle that I don't believe it, and now you tell me it's true.
Well, it was this way, Carl. Betty called up her aunt this morning and told her that your uncle had offered her a bribe of $5,000, and Betty naturally told her that she turned it down. Well, Jane thought that Betty said your uncle had offered the bride $5,000.
Bride?
Yes,
yes,
bride.
Carl, it's all a terrible mistake.
And Jane went over and collected the check, thinking all the while that your uncle was giving Betty a wedding gift.
Well, of all the stupid...
Yes, we've gone through all that.
Isn't that awful?
Yes, you took the words right out of my mouth.
But, Carl, can't we explain to your uncle?
That chance we have now.
You mean he won't believe it?
Of course not. He's more convinced than ever that Betty's just after his money. And it all came just as he was about to give his consent.
He what?
Yes. After Betty turned him down this morning, he was thinking it over. He just told me so. He'd almost changed his mind about Betty. He was going to let us get married. When this happens.
Oh, Carl.
But surely we can prove to
him. Well, here's the check. Betty is not going to take it.
Of course I'm not. Will that prove it to her?
Well, here I am. Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Carl. I didn't know you were here. When did you come in?
You're just a troublemaking busybody who isn't satisfied to confine her troublemaking to her own home, but you have to go about meddling in other people's affairs. Your stupidity has just about wrecked two people's lives. Of all the blundering, idiotic, ridiculous... Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. H., but I'm so mad.
Oh, that's all right, Carl. I don't mind. It's been so long since anybody talked to me at all. I don't care what they say, just as long as they'll talk. Go ahead. You were saying idiotic, ridiculous.
Oh, Mrs. H., how could you do a thing like this?
Well, I'm glad you asked me. It was the funniest thing. Daddy called up this morning, and she said...
Oh, I know all about that.
You do? About bride and bride?
Yes, yes. I know all about it.
Well, then you know how I made the mistake.
I still don't see how you could.
Oh, it's very easy. Anybody's liable to make a mistake like that. My goodness, you don't think you're perfect, too, are you?
Well, I'd know better than that.
Oh, you would. Well, would you like to take Betty for a bride?
Of course I would.
Oh, you would. There, you see, I just said, would you like to take Betty for a bride? I didn't say bride, and you made the same mistake I did.
Oh, Mrs. Ace, this is no time to play games.
Well, I just wanted to show you and some other people I can mention that everybody can make a mistake. Now, the laugh's on the other foot, isn't it?
Well, I fail to see anything to laugh about. Don't you realize that my uncle is more convinced than ever that Betty is only after his money? Don't you understand that he's forbidden my marrying her?
He has.
I say he has.
Oh, Carl, I'm so miserable.
Well, I'm willing to do anything I can, Carl.
You've done your little bit, I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. I'll do anything.
There's nothing you can do now. He won't believe it was a mistake.
Well, I'll tell him it was. He'll believe me. I'll take the check back to him. I'll explain it to him.
It won't do any good. Not now.
Well, then tomorrow.
No, it won't do any good, I tell you. He's made up his mind that Betty accepted this money.
I wouldn't touch a cent of his money.
I know you wouldn't, honey, but the way things look now...
Well, Carl, you'll pardon my contribution to this mess, but it seems to me that if your uncle were made to understand that the money was taken under a misapprehension...
I'll tell you, he won't listen to us. All he knows is that he offered to buy Betty off. He gave her $5,000 to go away and forget me, and she took the money.
But I didn't.
No, I did it, Carl. I'm the one.
Yes, aren't you the one?
Yes, I'll explain to him just like I did to you. And I'll bet I can catch him on it, too, about bride and bride. Why, he knows I wouldn't have taken that money if I thought he was trying to make Betty forget you. What kind of uncle have you got, anyhow? Imagine a man trying to make a girl lose her husband by paying her money. If I were Betty, I'd certainly give him my peace of mind. Why, she ought to have him arrested for even trying to make her take that money for a thing.
Wait a minute. That's it.
What? What happened?
I got it. She just gave me the idea.
What is it called?
What you just said. Didn't you hear her?
Yeah, if you can make anything out of what she says, you're a marvel.
My uncle tried to alienate your affection, didn't he, Betty?
What?
My uncle tried to alienate your affection from him. He can be sued for that.
Sued? But now, look here. Betty's not going around suing
Wait a minute. I know she's not. She won't have to. Not if I know my uncle, she won't.
But you just said
that. I said she could sue him, but she won't have to, because there's nothing my uncle loves more than money. And if he thought for 1 minute that he might lose an alienation of affection suit brought against him by Betty, why, he'd give his consent so fast.
Oh, Carl, you're wonderful.
No, I don't know about that. Who says he's trying to alienate her affection?
That check says it. That's evidence. That's Exhibit A. Where is it?
Well, here it is, but wait a minute.
That's all we need. That's it. Now all we have to do is to let him know that Betty's thinking of suing.
Now, wait just a minute.
Mrs. A.
Just a minute, Carl. I'd like to know what he meant by that remark back there. If you can get anything out of what she says, you're a marvel.
What?
I just got that.
Oh, now, listen to me. This is your chance to help. You hit on the idea. You're wonderful.
Well, he can't, sir.
Yes, you gave me the idea when you said something about arresting him. Why didn't I think of it before? You hit on just what we needed.
Oh, pretty smart, huh?
Now, look, here's what I want you to do, Mrs. Ace.
You want her to do it?
Of course. She's the one that can put this over. Oh, she's...
I thought it wouldn't work.
Sure it will. All she has to do is to go to my uncle and tell him that she took that check from him so Betty could have evidence that he was trying to alienate Betty's affection. Can you do that, Mrs. Ace?
Stop it.
What?
I want to make sure I get it right this time. Did what?
Who did what?
What did you say about Betty?
I said you took this check because Betty wanted proof that my uncle was trying to split up Betty and me.
I did?
And that's what you're going to tell him. And you'll also tell him that now that Betty has the check, she's going to sue him.
Sue him?
Sure, and use the check as evidence. Don't let go of that check, whatever you do. Where is it?
Oh, here it is. But I still...
Don't lose that. We'll frame it.
Frame it? All right. I'll buy a frame for it.
Now, it's up to you, Mrs. H., to make amends for this awful mess we're in. You'll do it, won't you?
Buy a frame? What?
No. I mean, go and see my uncle and tell him what I told you. I'll coach you.
Oh, you don't have to coach me. I want to do it.
I know you do, but I say I'll coach you on what to say.
You don't have to coach me to say it. I really want to do it, Carl.
Well, that's fine, because you're the only one that can do it.
I am?
You're the only one that can save the day for it.
Oh, I'll save any day you say. Just tell me when you want me to go and
No. I mean, we're all dependent on you to put this over.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yes, our fate is in your hands.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, I won't do it unless they start talking to me again.
What?
I won't go, and I won't say a word unless they start talking to me.
Oh, Dan, of course we will. I'm sorry.
Oh, hello, Marge.
Hello, Dan.
Thanks, Aunt Jane.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hello.
Fine, now let's get to work.
No, just a minute. Well, I'm waiting. Remember, your face is in my house.
Okay, Jane, I'm talking to you. We're all talking to you. But if you fall down on this...
Fall down?
Yes, we're all made up. But remember, you've got to do what Carl tells you.
I will. Hello there.
To the letter, and no slip-ups. Otherwise, we're all off of you again. This time, when you go to see Mr. Neff, you do a good job.
Don't worry, dear. I'll be there, Jane, on the spot. Hello there.
I just want you to know that you're on probation.
Probation? You know I don't drink.
Don't drink?
Well, I'll be there with a clear head. Hello there.
Oh, hello.
Just fine. Now... Come on, Carl. Tell me just what we're going to do.
Well, here's what it is. We're going to frame my uncle.
Oh, him too? Well, I'll get a double frame.
Oh,
well, Jane gets one last chance to help put over the romance. We learn what success she has with Mr. Neff when next we meet the Easy Aces.